Welcome to the Classic Cafe. I'm Beth Hunter, and I'm with Leanne Womack right now. Leanne, this is a big, big day for you. You have a brand new release coming out. How does that feel?
Yeah, it feels good always. You know, you work on a record forever, and you're ready for everybody to hear it. So I'm happy about today.
Well, Leanne, I've noticed you've had a very busy week leading up to your concert at the Bridgeview Center this Sunday night. You performed this week for the Nashville Songwriters Association International Songwriter Hall of Fame dinner. What did you sing?
I sang a song called I'm Over You that Keith Whitley had a hit on years ago that Tim Nichols wrote. Tim was being inducted into the Hall of Fame, and it was a good old country song, and just sort of, I love singing that kind of stuff. And I love, of course, when a songwriter like that gets inducted into the Hall of Fame.
That's a great selection, actually. And then also this week, you were honoring Sony's Troy Tomlinson at the Inspire Nashville Gala. What did you sing that night?
A song called Stubborn off of my There's More Where That Came From record. A song about kind of getting over yourself and getting over your problems and accepting forgiveness and all that sort of thing. And so it was I love that song written by Don Schlitz. It's just a great song about, like I said, about forgiving yourself. And it fit that evening pretty good, I think.
One of the things that I love about your art, about your gift, is how much you give to your fans. And in a recent quote, as you're releasing The Lonely, The Lonesome, and The Gone, you said the most edgy thing you can do right now is make country music. And Leanne, in The Lonely, The Lonesome, and The Gone, you definitely did that. I actually have Hollywood, and I've been playing that, and that's a song that you co-wrote. We're calling that one Countrypolitan. What do you think, Leanne?
Yeah, I know. I think you're nailing it. I love that kind of music. You know, George Jones, Tammy Wynette did a lot of that kind of stuff, and with the Billy Sherrill Productions. I just love being taken back to a time when country music was more real and you know, told stories or really spoke to the heart. And so sometimes I like to do stuff that's a little bit of a throwback.
Well, I noticed that on The Lonely, The Lonesome, and The Gone, you actually recorded Long Black Veil. What propelled you? What inspired you to record that song?
Well, I'm from East Texas. I recorded this record in East Texas. And I covered Lefty Frizzell. I covered George Jones. I wrote a lot of the material, but I did the two covers. And I just wanted to kind of show my East Texas roots and why I love traditional country music. And we cut a bunch of stuff that didn't make the record that we, you know, end up releasing later. But I just have always loved that song, and it's a great reminder of how the songs that used to be written by Nashville songwriters and stuff. So, like I said, it really reflected my East Texas roots, I felt.
Well, you've stolen my country music soul, Leanne. He Called Me Baby. Oh, my goodness. That's on this release. Are you going to be performing from this album this Sunday night in Ottumwa?
Yeah, definitely. We'll do several new songs from the new record. And of course, we do the hits, too, you know, that people have heard for years and want to hear. We do that, too, of course. But we'll do a few songs from the new record.
This is real country, and it's coming from you, and I love your country heart, have always loved your country heart. I really want to congratulate you, because I heard you in another interview a very long time ago, and you came out of the gate so humble and so so strong and so hungry, and you had faith in yourself. You just didn't know which door was going to open. And if I remember right, it was actually an elevator door that opened for you, Leanne. Am I on the right story?
I'm not sure. Maybe.
Did you meet Tony Brown in an elevator?
Yeah. That's a long time ago. I did. Yes, I met Tony Brown in an elevator. I ended up interning at the record company, but you know, I was wide-eyed, came from East Texas to Nashville, thought at that time that Nashville was a huge city, and of course it wasn't. It was a pretty small town, but to me it was. And I, you know, never looked back. I just loved country music, and Tommy Brown was a hero of mine, and so that was a great moment for me when the elevator doors opened and he, you know, he stood in the elevator. And then a couple of floors later, Steve Warner got on the elevator. So, and this was like my first day in Nashville, so I was pretty blown away.
I do not remember that. I did not remember that it was your first day in Nashville. That's incredible.
Yeah, it was. I know it was incredible. I was wide-eyed, that's for sure.
Well, remind me, just quickly, Leanne, what did you say to Tony Brown? Did you say anything? That part I can't remember.
I think I said two words, no. He was the one who was talking. He's going, are you lost? Can I help you? You know, you know, I don't think I said anything to him, but I was, you know, ran to the phone and called my parents, said, you're never going to believe who I just met.
And for those of you who don't know, Tony Brown is a huge producer. Much of the number one hits that you hear on country music radio, Tony produced. So,
definitely.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Well, Leanne, I want to thank you for catching up with us today, with our listeners, for entertaining us here on Thunder Country with your music. I love to play Never Again Again and Buckaroo and Get Up in Jesus' Name. Thank you so much for so many great songs. I hope you dance. And I've been saying all week, you know, that's on bumper stickers. It's in beautiful pictures we put on our walls. It's written in our hearts. It's written in our daily lives. I hope you dance. We give our children that blessing. And you were blessed with the voice that delivered that message to us. So we are all looking forward here in South Central Iowa to meeting you and hearing you this Sunday night at the Bridgeview Center in Ottumwa. And congratulations on this brand new release. I want to encourage our real country music fans to hop onto iTunes, Amazon, your website, meet you at the concert, get your hands on this, because once again, Leanne Womack is delivering the real stuff. Leanne, thank you so much.
No, thank you so much. It's been great talking to you, and I can't wait to play for everybody in Iowa.